USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hong Kong police announced Thursday they formally charged two people with conspiracy to publish seditious publications. A day after a raid on Stan News offices that had been denounced by Secretary of State Tony Blinken. Hong Kong police said in a statement after the raid that the officers had a warrant authorizing them to search and seize relevant journalistic materials. One of those arrested, pro-democracy activist Denise Ho.
China is preventing our democracy at all costs. The one country, two systems is nearing its death.
The British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted Wednesday of luring teenage girls to be sexually abused by American money man Jeffrey Epstein. The verdict topped off a month-long trial. The exploitation of girls as young as 14 was brought to the court's attention. Four women testified they were abused as teens in the 1990s and early 2000s at Epstein's homes in Florida, New York, and New Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the federal government continues to ignore COVID-19's natural immunity by not keeping any records, Sarah Palin, former Alaska governor and 2008 vice presidential running mate to the late Senator John McCain, speaks up for natural immunity.
Those of us who have had COVID, they're telling us that even though we've had it, we have natural immunity now, that we still have to get a shot. And it'll be over my dead body that I'll have to get a shot. I will not do it.
Ms. Palin doubles down last night on Newsmax.
I hearken back to 10, 12 years ago when all that hate and that rhetoric was just flying at me. It's a repeat of that just because of what I said, that I'm not going to let government tell me what I have to inject into my body. I, though, have natural immunity, and Fauci and everybody else had told us, right? We're like 27 times more immune, more protected than just getting immunization and having not had COVID.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A partisan House subcommittee is giving out report cards for how leadership of the COVID-19 pandemic panned out.
A Democratic-led House subcommittee has spent over a year investigating the previous administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, recently issuing a report. Meanwhile, earlier this week, the United States logged more than 440,000 new coronavirus cases in a day. Republican Congressman from North Carolina, Greg Murphy, who is also vice chair of the GOP Doctors Caucus and a physician, tells Fox and Friends First his reaction to the report and weighs in with his thoughts on the current administration.
Good Lord, you know, we would not have a vaccine that had saved hundreds of millions of lives right now if the Trump administration had not put forth warp speed. So to do this is just, it's just typical for this administration. They create a crisis or they say they can fix a crisis and they can't. And then what they do is they just blame Trump.
According to the House subcommittee's report, the previous administration made deliberate efforts to undermine the nation's pandemic response for political reasons. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden will speak this afternoon with Russian President Vladimir Putin amid a moment of crisis on the Russia-Ukraine border. Moscow has amassed a troop buildup over recent months that continue to agitate the United States and European allies. USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.